Jim Wilson with us today. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. At last, I tried yesterday to get on. I was being criticised by people for not appearing.
Well, I had no idea you were trying yesterday to get on. I had no notion you were trying yesterday to get on. And if you were, you should have been on.
No. The point of two or three points, Stephen, because if I listened yesterday very intently to Jimmy, and a lot of things that Jimmy said is absolutely right. There's things that you need to know, and I have to commend you for going out after 6 or 7 years talking about bonfires and stuff like that, for going out and talking to the lads and getting an expression which actually would maybe change your views and your attitude towards the bonfires and open you up a wee bit.
My views are irrelevant.
What this means. Yeah, well, I think they are when you're commentating on a programme so often about our community, about the bonfires. So let me start off, Stephen, by simply saying to you that within the LCC, I spoke to people last year because I got a phone call from a politician in East Belfast. And after that phone call, I knew that something was afoot. And I knew that Sinn Féin and the Alliance and the likes of the SDLP would have been trying to ram down legislation against our bonfires and coming up with
the
stuff
DUP
like that.
The DUP and PUP and Ulster Unionist Party, according to Sinn Féin and the Alliance, have supported
this.
I've
heard all that. I just want to explain to you what I'm telling you, that I knew a year ago something was afoot within those constituencies that I just spoke of, right? So what I'm saying to you is now that what I'm listening to in your program, what I've been listening to from yesterday and today, is a brave measure of a great result that we had at the election within unionism, where loyalism and unionism came together and united and got in as many MPs as we possibly could at that election. And what I'm listening to in your program is yourselves and others constantly chafing at our politicians and trying to get our community to turn against their politicians because of some things that have happened. Now, Sinn Féin, the Alliance and the SDLP are responsible for this. And I'm warning my community, do not listen to some of the mixing that's going on in your program, because what's happening is you're trying to turn a section of loyalism again against their politicians. No one knows the reasons the politicians done those things. Obviously, yes, we all want answers. We want to know why it was done.
So just to be clear, Jim, hold on. Jim, it's not a monologue. It's not a monologue. So hold on.
Yes,
hold on. So are you telling me that you don't think people within your community should be told by the unionist politicians if indeed they did support this and why? You don't think your own community deserves that information?
They do, and they must.
Well, that's what this programme's been asking.
Right. Well, okay, but what you're constantly doing there is making innuendos against the politicians.
I'm making no innuendo.
You don't know yourself. Well, hold on. Do you know exactly why those politicians done what they've done? Or was it for safety reasons and around the bonfires? And I'm not sticking up for the politicians.
I have not asked that individual people identify themselves.
But you see,
I am
Stephen,
asking a question, Stephen, as to whether political parties have a responsibility.
Because this is exactly what Sinn Féin wants. Sinn Féin and the SDLP and others want to destroy our culture. And the best way to destroy our culture is divide and conquer. And on your programme this morning, that is all I've heard you attacking the unionist councillors for whatever. The unionist councillors can then respond whenever it suits them. They don't necessarily have to go on to Stephen Nolan.
It's not about coming on this programme, Jim.
Well, what is it about, Stephen?
Can I tell you what it's about? Right, well, stop talking and I'll tell you
what
it's about.
Well, you go ahead and tell me, because I've been listening for 2 days.
Right, I'll tell you what it's about. It is about me looking at the next generation of young people last night around a bonfire, and them saying to us, why are the politicians not telling us what they've done? Why do we not deserve to at least be told and explained to us why this injunction's been put on us? We're confused, because some of these politicians actually come round, they said, the bonfire sites.
Yeah.
We're confused about why we're being injuncted. We're confused.
Stephen,
hold on, let me finish. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. We've had a lawyer on today, a very respected lawyer, in Joshua Rosenberg. He doesn't understand part of the wording that the council is pushing out around this injunction. And you don't think that it's me doing your community a service by putting politicians under pressure to at least not tell me? I haven't asked them. I have asked them, but that's not the priority. But to tell the people in your community what they've done and why they've done it.
Yes, Stephen, and they have an entitlement to do that. But but they don't necessarily have to come on to your programme to do that. And you, as a journalist, are quite entitled to do all those things. But the mixing that's going on in reference to this, and I'm trying to get this point to you, I've seen this a year ago, Sinn Féin trying to create a directive.
Well, tell me, Jim. Well, tell me this.
Where the bonfires, and you heard Jim McVeigh yesterday making a reference, and Jimmy Bryson was right. The way nationalists look at our bonfires is we thugs, we gangsters, and all the rest of it. I was on your programme on television where a guy actually made reference to my kids as drug dealers and we thugs. Those lads around those bonfires constantly, and it's on hereditary, have done it for years. I only stopped collecting this year.
So tell me this,
I'm
Jim.
I'm 65 years of age.
Okay, so tell me
and
this.
And I go with these kids, Jim's, but I will not go with these kids if it's going to endanger pensioners and people who live in those areas, because that's more important
tell me this,
than
Jim.
Our culture.
So tell me this. The bonfire site at Inverary, where there is no property around.
Absolutely,
no
yes.
property around
yeah,
it. Right. Why has it been injuncted?
That's a question, and Craigie is the same. Anything that is not causing a problem, and
now the council said it has been a problem with
bonfires, what those
radiant
laws.
Heat and smoke. But why do you think it's been injuncted,
Stephen? We in one of the process things we were doing, we were asking for one of the lads said to you when I listened very carefully this morning, why can't we have a bonfire where it's like a flagship bonfire for East Belfast, where we can all go and have a fun day and have them and other smaller bonfires all around the place. Those are things that within the LGC we were trying to do.
Chris Little,
the bigger picture,
Chris Little with
the
us this morning from the Alliance from the Alliance Party, MLA for the Alliance Party. Your reaction to what Jim has said, Chris?
I have been open and honest. This is not a unionist and a nationalist issue. I'm a member of the Alliance Party. We have unionists, nationalists and others. I'm an Alliance MLA for East Belfast. I represent everyone in East Belfast, regardless of status or background. I've been open and honest with the people that you've engaged with yesterday. I recognise their frustration and the frustration of the wider public that this needs to be handled differently, but this is not, as the DUP and the PUP and Jim seems to be intimating today, some sort of pan-nationalist cultural war, which is the very words the DUP and the PUP use. This is about ensuring the safety of everyone in our community, regardless of the background. As we stand in a working-class area of East Belfast, there are homes, businesses, churches boarded up and a fire service on standby. That cultural expression is a right. But we have to strike a balance whenever that puts public safety at risk. And